Hey guys, my name is Esther, and today I want to talk about something I love so much, and that is sin. Okay, no, that sounds really weird. I love the topic, but I do not love sin. I want to talk about sin, and I want to, you know, like, if whether you're a Christian or a Muslim, or you don't even believe in God, you're atheist, or whatever you are, I want to talk about sin, and I want to say, we live in a world where the culture of this world is so deep in sin, is so deeply rooted in lust. In, if you think about it, yeah, the average thing that people are celebrating these days, alcohol, partying, dressing like you're naked, dressing naked, like literally going out naked, you know, doing different things, you know, having sex, what else? Basically, our world is saturated with perversion. And I want to talk about the danger of that. You might think that that thing that you want, at least you're not as bad as the people that are doing other ones. But I tell you the truth, that the devil only needs 0.5% of your will to sin for him to capture you and for him to have you exactly where he wants you to be. I want to talk about sin. I want to tell you that the truth about sin is that the devil has, the only way the devil can have a way in your life is through sin. The only way the devil can have a way in this world is through sin. I tell you the truth that if everyone in this world would be consecrated to God, there will be a high decline. In fact, this world would be good. Do you know that's a fact? If everyone in this world would be, like, I don't want to say holy, but will be consecrated to God, this whole entire world will be good. Sin brings infirmity. This is the truth about sin. Sin brings infirmity, because sin, if you read in scriptures, even when the man who was born blind and he was born with a disability, and the disciples went to Jesus and said, Master, who sinned? Because it's always been known that sin brings infirmity. And it's not just about infirmity. Sin is just the devil's strategy. The way the devil can have a hold on your life is when he deceives you with sin. And that's what something else. Sin is a deception. So you're sitting down now, you're chilling. The devil knows that if you're living consecrated to God, there's no edge he can have. There's no way he can penetrate your life because you've not given him an opening. So, say you're struggling with lust, the devil will come to you and say, go watch that pornography. Yeah, we're being real today. He'll say, go watch pornography. And it's going to sound all cool, you know, at least many people do it. And that's why one thing I don't like, I don't want to say I don't tolerate, but I do not like it, is I remember one celebrity came out and said, there's nothing wrong with pornography. There's nothing wrong with masturbation. It's self-love. You're loving yourself. You're teaching yourself how to love. That's the most demonic agenda I've ever heard in my life. Because it's possible that this person who said this, they might not know that the devil is using them, but the devil is using them to pass an agenda of lust and to saturate the atmosphere further and to cause other people's children to fall. Basically, sin is the devil's strategy. So if the devil is going to have an edge in your life, he's going to go through sin. That's exactly why I say sin is basically deception. Because if, for example, like before the devil will actively do something in you or act in you, he has to deceive you. If you look, he has to deceive you with something that you like. So you see that you cannot exactly sin, or it's not called a temptation if it's not something you like. You see that even before Jesus was tempted in the wilderness, he had just finished fasting for 40 days and he was hungry. And so he desired food at that time. And that's exactly why the devil was able to tempt him and says, turn these stones into bread. Because he desired bread at that point. And then we also see in the time of Adam and Eve, when the devil tempted Adam and Eve, he told Eve, if you eat of this fruit, you will have knowledge. That was deception. because in the end she did not have knowledge. And so you find that if the devil wants to have an edge over you, he will tell you, just do this. But you come and he lures you into that thing that you really did not want to do, but deceives you into making you think that it's all flashy and it's all nice. And then once you get in there, you realize that it was a deception all along. And you just get addicted to the sin. You just get saturated. You know deep down that there's more to life than this. You know deep down that I should not be doing this. You don't want yourself to do it, but yourself wants to do it because of the pleasure of sin. There's a pleasure in sin, and that's called lust, the desires of our hearts. And that's why to be in Christ and to be consecrated to Christ, you ought to crucify your flesh, because your flesh, you can't worship while you're alive. You have to be dead to yourself. That's the true definition of worship. Being dead to self, saying, my true desires are dead, and I am alive in God. I'm alive to God's realities in me. I want us to realize that sin is more than it is. It's not just, oh, you watching that thing, you're not supposed to, you going on that website, you're not supposed to go on. It's not just that. It's not just you, you know, sitting down and, you know, I don't know. It's not just you texting that boy or you texting that girl. It's not just you stealing that thing. It's an the devil is drawing you in closer, adding more demons, having more of a hold over you, And it gets to the point where it's a stronghold, where he now tries to oppress you and possess you. That's the entryway for the devil in your life. And I want to break that veil over you that makes you think that you cannot stop doing that thing that you do. You can, because there is freedom in the name of Jesus. People think that Christianity is not freedom. In reality, is the opposite. It is the opposite. That means it's freedom, because in the devil or outside Christianity is bondage. Outside Jesus is bondage, because you're bondage to sin. Some people are bondage to smoking. Some people are in bondage to drinking, to lust, to alcohol, to these things of the flesh, because they have not killed their flesh yet, and they've not allowed their Creator to tell them how to live their life. They've not followed the rules or the patterns, the instructions, the template our Creator gave us. And so I just want to pray for anyone here who you think or you believe that you are in bondage to something. I want to begin to pray, oh God. I begin to say that you're free in the name of Jesus. I, with the power of the Holy Ghost, with the power of the name of Jesus, begin to set you free now in Jesus' name. I decree and declare that every chain is broken in the name of Jesus, that you are free in Jesus' name. I've prayed. In Jesus' name, we've prayed. I decree and declare that every attack of the enemy upon your life, upon your mind, upon your body is cast out in Jesus' name. That you're favored, you're blessed in the mighty and beautiful name of Jesus, we've prayed. Amen.